Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Law Master's Law of God broadcast. For the duration of this program, if all goes as planned, the defendant will refer to Pope Benedict XVI. The defendant in this delivery will refer to Pope Benedict XVI. In this segment, these questions will surface. What is written in the law? Will a man rob God? What hath he done? And why doth he yet find fault? Whatsoever God hath said to thee, do. And these statements are prophetic statements that Pope Paul, Pope Benedict, and this failure to appear before God, that have caused these prophetic statements to remain unfulfilled. Whatsoever God hath said to thee, do. Genesis 32:30. My life. 1 Kings 8:8. The seer went out to meet him. The seer, the defender, went out to meet him. God. Proverbs 22:2. The rich and poor meet together. The rich, the defendant, and poor, God, meet together. Amos 4:12. Prepare to meet thy God. Those statements remain unfulfilled due to Pope Benedict XVI's failure to appear before God. The defendant has failed to obey two direct orders of the Lord, all caps. Those orders are, I read again, go meet the man of God, and prepare to meet thy God. The defendant has failed to obey two direct orders of the Lord, and he has frustrated the fulfillment of 8 prophetic statements of the Lord, all caps. The charge. The question here, 1 Samuel 20:32 What hath he, the defendant, done? The defendant is charged with showing disrespect of sacred things. He is charged with profanation. 1. The defendant had disrespected the Lord all caps statement in Genesis 31:16, saying, whatsoever God hath said to you, do it. The defendant has shown a disrespect for the law of Revelation 17:17. That statement says, the words of God shall be fulfilled. The defendant has shown a disrespect for that written in Isaiah 40:8. 40, verse 8, which says, the word of our God shall stand forever. Colossians 1:25. Colossians 1:25, fulfill the word of God. The defendant has not kept the commandment of the Lord our God in Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. That statement says, fear God and keep his commandments. The defendant has slighted the Lord all caps commandment in Isaiah 40, verse 9. That statement says, behold your God. What has he, the defendant, done? This question is asked in Malachi 3. Malachi 3, verse 8. Will a man rob God? The word rob in the statement means to deprive someone of something belonging or due, or take or withhold something from unjustly or injurious. The defendant has robbed me, the defendant has robbed God of due respect, honor, and glory. The defendant has robbed God. This question of the law. What is written in the law? In the law, these things are written. Acts 8:10. Acts 8:10. This man is the great power of God. This man refers to the one the Bible calls God. This man is the great power of God. Romans 13:2. Romans, whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. Now those two statements go together. The Acts 8:10 statement and this statement, Romans 13:2. So they would read, this man, the man has a designation of God, is the great power of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power being the man having the designation of God, resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. Leviticus 19:12 reads, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord of hosts. And let me put that in quotations. Quote, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord. Close quotation. Leviticus 22:9. They shall therefore keep, and this, the they is in reference to the people belonging to the Lord, all caps. They shall therefore keep my ordinance, lest they bear sin for it, and die therefore, if they profane it. This is reading of the law. The law concerns God. Of course, as you speak, this law is spread out throughout Bible content. And we're talking about more than a law. We're talking about a conviction. 1 John 3:4. And we are answering the question, what is written in the law? 1 John 3:4. Sin is the transgression of the law. Romans 6:23. The wages of sin is death. 1 John 3:4. Whosoever committed sin transgresseth also the law. Jeremiah 8:23. What do I have here? Jeremiah 18:23. Forgive not their iniquity. Ezekiel 18:20. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Amos 9:10. Amos 9:10. All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword. All the sinners of the Lord, all caps, people under the authority of the papacy, all the sinners of my people shall die by the sword. Leviticus 22:31. Therefore shall ye, all the people of the Lord, all caps, keep my commandments and do them. Let me put this in quotation. Quote, therefore shall ye keep my commandments and do them. I am the Lord. Unquote. Romans 9:19. We have another question. and the set that I just finished reading, those things were in that to question what is written in the law. And that is what is written in the law with regard to sin. And in those things, we got a definition of sin, and we got the penalty of sin, the punishment for sin. Now the question, Romans 9:19. Who hath resisted his will? Who has resisted the will of God? Who has resisted the will of the Lord also? Remember, we read earlier, this man, the man having the designation of God, is the great power of God. Whosoever therefore resisted the power, the man having the designation of God, resists the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall be put to themselves damnation. So the question is, the Lord all caps asks the question, who has resisted his will? The will of God, the will of the power of God, the will of the man having the designation of God. We are talking about the defendant, and the offender is accused of resisting the will of God. Next question. What is the thing that the Lord all caps has said to thee? The statement reads simply, what is the thing that the Lord has said to thee? And I did not write down that reference, so I would have to get it to you later. What is the thing that the Lord has said to me? That's the question. These are some things the Lord all caps has said to me. In Psalm, well, I do have that reference to it. The reference is 1 Samuel 3:17. And I'm turning to it, 1 Samuel 3:17. And it says, what is the thing that the Lord hath said to thee? Here are some things the Lord all caps hath said to me. One, Psalm 76:7. Psalm 76:7, the Lord has said to me, thou, even thou, art to be feared. And who may stand in thy sight when once thou art angry? The main part of that, thou, even thou, art to be feared. The Lord all caps has said to me. In 2 Chronicles 1:11, the Lord all caps has said to me, thou mayest judge my people. First Samuel 1:3. And I've said repeatedly, the Bible is the law. And, of course, all these things that I present here go to prove that the Bible is indeed a law book for those who don't know it. The Gentiles know that the Bible is a law book. It is used as it, but it is a law book through and through. And the law is valid. The law of God is valid. And we are, the law of God is for this time in which we are living right now. It is for this time we are living right now. 1:11, I believe I said. 1 Samuel 1:3. Nope. Let's see here. I will have to get that statement. I will have to get that reference to it. But let me just read the statement. The statement says, by him, actions are weighed. By him, God, actions are weighed. Actions are judged. And remember, the question here is, what is the thing that the Lord did? Psalm 82:8. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Joshua 1:18, what is the thing the Lord all caps it there to? Joshua 1:18. The Lord all caps hath said to me, whosoever he be that doth rebel against thy commandment and will not hearken to thy words and all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. I read the complaint at the beginning of this episode, and that's what this addresses. Whosoever he be that doth rebel against thy commandment and will not hearken to thy words and all that thy commandest him, he shall be put to death. All right. Isaiah 41:11, what has the Lord all caps to do? Isaiah 41:11. The Lord all caps has said to me, he that strive with thee shall perish. Strive here means to resist. We've heard before, those who resist the power, resist the Lord of God, and those that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. They that strive with thee, God, shall perish. The judgment, Matthew 23:18. He, the defendant, is guilty. He is guilty of profanation. Profanation is the act of showing disrespect to sacred things. The defendant is guilty of showing disrespect of sacred things. Leviticus 19:8, we're reading the judgment. Leviticus 19:8. Leviticus 19:8, he hath profaned the hallowed thing of the Lord. He, the repentant, has profaned the hallowed thing of the Lord. And of course, I read several hallowed things of the Lord that he had, that he, the repentant, had profaned. 3 John 11. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. And have you heard that before? The Pope was supposed to see God, the defendant did not come and be God. He that doeth evil hath not seen God. 1 John 3:6. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, God. Neither. Let me just stop right there. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him. And the him is a reference to God. We know that the sinner has not seen God. And it is announced in the judgment that the defendant has. Leviticus 6:4, and this is on the order of Leviticus 6:4. Leviticus 6:4. Because he hath sinned and is guilty, he, the defendant, shall be put to death, as the law has declared, and as the Lord all caps said to me. And I read that word that the Lord all caps said in regard to that. Because he has sinned and is guilty, the defendant shall die. As the law says, he shall be put to death. So, these are very sober words here. The law, as we all, is not a plaything. The law is to be observed. And as the law of God said, the words of God shall be fulfilled. That is determined shall be done. The law I have set forth, the law of sin and death. In the preceding probably 3, but I know the past 2 broadcasts on my page, on my page, the law is laid out there, the law of sin and death. Because this is such a serious message here, I'll go over briefly what I have done, and we'll close out. First, I set forth the complaint, and listed several things that could have been fulfilled with the coming of Pope Benedict to see God, but in that he failed to come. These things, the defendant has frustrated the will of God. He has frustrated the will of the Lord, all caps. and these statements which I read off have not been fulfilled, yet could have been fulfilled. But because of rebellion, because of resistance, they are yet to be fulfilled. After that, I spoke on all the charges that set forth the charge. And of course, the charge is that of profanation, and included in there is failure to appear. And I said that profanation is the act of showing disrespect to sacred things. And in that charge, I read off several things that the defendant did in showing disrespect and disregarding the word of the Lord, all caps, and not fulfill the word of God. I then, in answer to the question, what is written in the law, I read off some of the statements that are on Lawmaster's page in the past two or three programs. The page there, what page? Things regarding sin, things that are written in the law of God, the law concerning God. And of course, these things were written by the Lord, all caps. That means that these things were written by past popes, as they set forth the law in a confused manner in the authorized version. And what I have done is I have deconfused the matter of the Lord, all caps, in the authorized word Bible, where one can see the law for what it is, one can see it clearly and unambiguously uncovered. The law is in the clear on Lawmaster, past two or three pages. And we ask the question, who has resisted his will? And of course, it's the defendant who has resisted the will of the Lord. All caps, it is the defendant who has resisted the will of God. Then I answered the question, what have he done? What has he, the defendant, done? And I read off several things that the defendant has done. I'm sorry. The question here was, what is the thing that the Lord all caps has said to me? And I read off several things that the Lord all caps has said to me with regard to the present matter in hand. And a judgment was given. With that, you know, the judgment, the defendant was found guilty. There's a statement that says in the mouth of two or three witnesses shall one be put to death. But there's also a statement that says the witness of God is greater. It says God is greater than man, the witness of God is greater. The testimony of God is greater. So, join me again next week for another episode of Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. Thank you for listening, and I want to say to all the people, get someone else to listen to the program. Each person get at least one other person to listen to the program, to get a download and listen to the program. Get at least one person to do this. All right. Thank you. And join me again next time for another Law of God broadcast.